The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I want to say welcome to the Mike O'Mara podcast, and I want to say it's a very exciting day because we're starting our marathon day of Christmas broadcasting. The party spirit is here, and we're going to start it off with a new addition to the show. It's Merry Old Fashioned English Father Christmas.
Hello!
No.
Oh, Santa.
Hello, Oscar!
Good evening, or good morning.
I'm Merry Old Father Christmas. What's Merry Old English Pudding.
I can't help but stare out of your eye.
It's Merry Old Christmas, Father Christmas. Who have I brought for you?
Oh, gifts!
I've brought for you a Christmas goose.
Oh, is that
it's
a goose?
It's a lovely Christmas goose. Don't plug all the feathers.
You know, it's nice is sometimes you get a live goose, sometimes you get one that's been prepared for roasting. This one seems to be in the throes of
Excuse
death.
Excuse me, Rob. I know you're doing a bit of a monologue there. Let me simply remove my right tooth.
Oh,
it's completely rotted.
Oh, no.
It's completely rotted, which means a poor peasant child will receive a Christmas present of my rotted tooth.
A poor peasant what?
I will take a bowl of pudding.
Yes.
And I will take me rotted tooth and I will give a poor peasant child like Dirty Tim a bowl of Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
And insert. Hello, Oscar.
Hello.
You look confused.
Father Xmas.
Yes.
Why are teeth falling out?
I have bad teeth.
Oh.
Is there no fluoride in the North Pole?
May I finish, please?
Yes.
I will take me rotten tooth. I will hide it in the Christmas blood pudding.
Oh.
And
oh.
Some little peasant boy will have a happy Christmas.
I've never seen a leather Santa Claus outfit.
Oh, bollocks. Bollocks with me pudding and goose. It's happy Christmas to all. Merry Crimble and everybody in England.
Thank you for bringing the goose. I think it may recover.
Donkeyshine.
What?
Father. Hello.
Father Xmas.
Yes, I'm here. Father Xmas. The ghost of Hedges Past.
Oh,
I won't do that to you, Chad. Don't worry, I promise. That's not why you're here. You've come under
fine.
Your good graces.
I know.
I just couldn't help myself.
It's fine.
I couldn't help myself.
I know.
And besides, it's an English Christmas. It's not a Romanian Christmas.
I know you're a well-rounded man.
Hello.
And you follow what's going on in
the world. I'm very round.
What are your thoughts on the WikiLeaks?
Oh, the WikiLeaks, I don't know. They're not going to help me bed. Souls, are they now?
Oh,
that's right. I just stink of rotted flesh and bad teeth.
Do you have bed sores?
Each time I'm happy Father Christmas.
Do you have bed sores?
I have bed sores.
You know, this
I've got bed sores, bed bikes, chiggers, rickets. I've got also a taste of me gout in me lower extremities.
I know
I've also got liver failure. I've got renal failure. And I'm almost in as bad shape as Buzz Burbank is.
I know we've just met.
Yes.
But would it be asking too much for you to unbutton your leather coat and show me your bed sores?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You'll see this one.
Oh, no.
Oh. But I'm dealing with
God.
It. I'm dealing with it.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you how I'm dealing with it. Hold on. Let me get a sip of me Christmas grog. Here we go. It's the first pour of the Christmas extravaganza.
That's good.
What I've done is I've surrounded my bedsore with maggots.
Yes.
That will feast on the infection, and they will bleed the infection out.
You know what I want for Christmas?
That's right.
Leeches.
Let me tell you, in the days of Dickens, you know how we dealt with infections.
How's that?
Maggots, and most importantly, no wiping.
You know the days of Dickens are 300 years in the rearview mirror.
Whatever,
though.
I don't care. Hello.
You don't care for WikiLeaks. Do you care about the royal wedding?
I had some WikiLeaks earlier this morning.
I'm smelling some WikiLeak right
but
now.
But it doesn't matter because me briefs is yellow anyway. Happy Crimble to all, and to all a good night. Get ready. Yes, what? You want to play the friggin' opening? Play the f***ing opening, Rob.
Hey.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that.
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where are the other two? Stratton and Schenstein?
We looked everywhere, sir, but...
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Have you gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet?
Well, they're not posted yet, sir.
I've seen them.
Mr. Kroger. Two C's, two D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Congratulations, Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class. Mr. Hoover, president of Delta House. 1.6, four C's and an F. A fine example you set. Daniel Simpson Day has no grade point average. All courses incomplete. Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and... Oh, that's it. And in 145 countries around the world, from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com, everybody. Yeah. It's our Christmas extravaganza.
And Hanukkah.
Please. It's Thursday, December 2nd, 2010, and we are approaching, and actually we've gone past 4 million downloads, and we are rising every single day. Our show today is brought to you by the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, a Kimpton hotel, where Florida charm meets modern comforts, just 45 minutes from Melbourne International Airport, offering direct flights from Dulles and less than 2 hours from the Palm Beach and Orlando airports. Unspoiled beaches, hiking, biking, and an outdoor pool and hot tub overlooking the Atlantic Ocean at a AAA Four Diamond Boutique Resort. Our listeners will get, are you ready for this?
I'm ready, Mike.
10% off.
What?
I can always already taste the alcohol.
Good.
10% off.
How's your breakfast?
The best available rate. I got to eat a regular breakfast today.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, I'll tell you about that in a second.
Okay.
It was fun. Anyway, 10% off the best available rate. Click the Kimpton ad on our website and enter the code PPRK, the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, a Kimpton hotel. Well, hail, hail, the gang's all here, except for Buzzy, who is still recovering. We wish him the very best.
Yeah.
He's hanging in there. He's fighting.
He's a fighter.
He is a fighter.
That's terrible. No, he's
Mike,
doing fine.
In all honesty, we spoke to Marja.
Here's the, you know, he is so cruel that he immediately jumps in with the cruelty.
I know. You see, you think it's going to be cruel, but yeah, what I have is good news.
Okay, go ahead.
He's alert.
All right.
He's awake.
He's
smiled.
Eating, is he eating cake?
Had a few bites of cake.
A few bites of cake. Okay. Hey, we are thrilled to welcome, and I don't think, did I do a Facebook promo thing?
Did you
I
did
even?
Not. You did I was, not. Everybody
I was,
knows.
I was in a way last night. I didn't.
You were in a way?
I'm worried about my buddy a little bit.
Sure,
you know,
we
I'm
all
just,
are.
You know, thinking about that. So this is the Christmas extravaganza. It starts now with a show that everybody can hear, and then we'll have our bonus hour and our two Raw shows later on this afternoon.
Right.
God knows what it's going to be like. I will tell you this. I have prepared for this show and our bonus hour.
Right.
Other than that, no.
Okay. No,
there is right. no preparation that has gone into the show. It's going to be similar to a show we did on the old Mike O'Mara show way back when we brought in Big Owen Dukes.
Right.
And to recreate some of that magic, although he can't drink because he's working all day today. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Chad Dukes.
Yay! Yeah. Hey, guys.
Returning.
I'll take a sober Chad Dukes any day.
Nobody likes that.
Chad, welcome back to the living room studio. It's a delight
Thank
to have you.
You
here, and always a pleasure to welcome a man who stole my job.
It's just simply not true.
That's okay.
What, 4 minutes in, and you already talk about that, huh?
What am I supposed to do? He wouldn't expect anything less
no.
than me.
Well, the good thing is when Mike has a few drinks, he won't mention it again.
Right.
Let's go ahead and get it out of the way now, because you know Mike gets so tight-lipped when
right.
he has a few
yeah.
pops.
That's right. It was fun. It was actually fun because Don Geronimo called Chad's show a
yeah.
couple of weeks ago,
right.
and it was just a real pleasure to listen to that to the two men that basically put
yeah.
me into the poorhouse.
I don't know.
Having a lovely discussion together.
I don't it see
was,
it that way.
You know, it was. I know you don't, and you're not expected to,
right.
which is what makes you a fine broadcaster.
Thank you.
But this is welcome back to
Thank
the living
you,
room studio. I see you have brought
blue shorts.
An old friend.
A houseboy.
His driver.
From back in the day, one of my favorite interns, Blue Shorts.
Yeah.
And because of the fact that he is like so many interns at JFK,
right,
intellectually challenged.
No.
He stayed on and got a full-time position.
Yes.
That's how it works.
He fell upward, Mike.
You know, for God's sakes, if you get to WJFK and you're an intern and you show any kind of, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah, but
you're going to be out as soon as the semester's
but
over.
But you're wrong there, because we have talked about this at length, is a guy, and everybody that's ever worked in radio, or if you maybe even in an office setting, there's always loyalty involved until the next opportunity is there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Our friend Blue Shorts.
Did I say Thursday, December 2nd when I opened the show?
I think you said the right day.
Did I say Friday?
You guys, it's Friday, December 3rd.
Our friend Blue Shorts is a show whore.
Right.
And Chad, I think you could document exactly what happened.
Well, he didn't care for our show. He wanted to be a Mike O'Mara show intern, and then Beth Ann said that he was too stupid for that.
Oh, God.
So then,
well, I think Beth Ann thought he was good looking enough. That
she wanted to bang him.
Yeah.
So then he interned for our show, and then as soon as the station flipped, he became a number one, a P1 for the junkies.
I can't wait. You know what I really can't wait
well
for
said.
Is about 25 minutes into this broadcast when Chris realizes that he's not at WJFK. It'll start to sink in slowly. And he said, you know, I thought Mike was fired. Oh, we're not there anymore.
You know, Chad has been here before, so
yes.
Chad and I already got over our awkward, you know,
yes.
First hello
sure.
Since I left, but Blue Shorts happened to see me. And Blue Shorts had nothing to do with me leaving, but he had that look on his
didn't
face.
Didn't he, Mike?
Where for like one fleeting second, it was either a handshake, or I don't recognize him, or I throw a punch at him.
Yeah.
And it was a very special moment that, you know,
Mike,
he had that little
I
moment
I saw it
there.
From a distance. I really expect you to kiss your fist and just pop it.
Yeah.
You know that scene in Goodfellas when Joe Pesci realizes he's about to get shot in the back of the head?
Yeah.
When Bleep pulled up in front of your house, Blue Shorts had that same look on his face.
At that moment. That is. I'm so glad you bring that, because that is one of the unsung moments in Goodfellas.
It's the best.
And doesn't Pesci do that? Oh,
he goes,
no.
And then, pop!
It's like,
bam.
Oh, f***. And then there's out.
Joe Pesci, seriously, between Casino and Goodfellas, two of the greatest deaths on screen. I mean, when you talk about Casino and he gets it from his long time associate,
watches
Frank.
His brother get beaten to death.
His brother get beaten to death, you know. Oh, don't. He's still breathing. No. Oh, man, that is good. Does it make me like twisted that I will stop Casino and I will go back through the whole. Because there's a segment in Casino where you get. Alan King gets whacked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just a longtime fantasy.
It's like a montage.
And then they get the guy in Costa Rica, which is a great
when he
hit.
Comes running out.
Oh, when he comes running out of the cabana.
Where are you going?
And his hand's going. You know, he's shaking his hand. He's going, where are you going, A-hole? Like that, right in the top of the head.
Well, you see, the part
thing
that
of beauty.
You see, you're not twisted, and neither am I, because I just like to rewind the part where Don Rickles gets beat up with the phone.
Oh, that is right. That's where Joe Pesci is in the casino gambling too much money.
Right.
And it's like, what do you mean, 10,000? I want 10,000.
I got a credit coming.
Oh, man, that's a good. I love those movies.
It's a nice light movie.
Buscemi in Boardwalk Empire kind of reminds me of Pesci, because it's a guy that really, in real life, shouldn't be able to beat up all these larger men.
Right.
But he still somehow pulls it off in the context of the show.
You know, Steve Buscemi is in such a great vehicle with Boardwalk Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a perfect like show that I think the fact that he is such a he is a 90-pound weakling, and he just pulls it off because of the writing of that show.
It's unbelievable.
That
and
is
the
a
hat.
Show, and
I think it's his hat.
I remember when I came in here after
his
seeing
hat.
The pilot, and I said, "Man, I don't know, guys."
Right.
The one that Scorsese directed, I thought was meh. It didn't feel like the 20s. Now I feel like I literally am transported to that era.
It's such a tough. It's a tough play because it is really an intense show with so much going on and so much. The setting itself is a character. It takes a long time to get that set, and once it's set,
God, it's
now
special.
You've got a guy hitting himself in the head with a rock. And
I'm
it's
glad
great.
You bring that up, Chuck. Because in my opinion, right now, for what it's worth, Boardwalk Empire, best show on television.
I agree.
Must view. And you know, you and I know you like to tell everybody, and you're probably right. I get to give you the total credit for Sons of Anarchy.
Oh yeah,
that you were first to the party
love
on that one.
Love that show.
And I am like one quarter in on my TiVo, like when it was basically a music video, and they're showing how human all the bikers are. So you know there's going to be massive carnage. I have not. Did you watch?
Are you
it?
In season three?
I'm up to date.
Oh, so you're up to snuff.
I'm watching TiVo from just the other night.
I haven't
night.
Watched the season finale yet.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
That's
yet.
That, and I just started it last night.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving anything away when I say on Sons of Anarchy. The beginning of Sons of Anarchy, like Jax is holding Abel the baby, and they're having a little reunion with people where the cop is sitting there, and they're all eating food, and everybody's being really human, and that tells me there is going to be
bloodbath,
carnage,
yeah.
like you would not believe.
Did you, the guy that, you know, Peg Bundy, who plays the main character on that show.
Yeah, Katie Sagal.
Yeah. You know she's married to Kurt Sutter, who writes that show.
Yes.
And he was extremely pissed off when she didn't get nominated for Best Actress.
Right.
So I really thought the show lost a little momentum in the middle because he obviously was writing for her, mm-hmm. trying desperately to get that nomination. But they kind of, once they got to Ireland, they kind of got out of it and got into what they do best.
Yeah, it's and it looks like the finale is going to be incredible. Yeah. There's so much going on. And I tell you, that's the only celebrity I've really been with face-to-face was Katie Sagal. It was Katie
Sagal.
She
got the Mike O'Mara Award.
Is it Charlie Hunnam?
Hunnam, I believe.
Hunnam?
It was on, what was the gay show? For all the gay guys.
Why are you looking at
Big
me?
Big Owen Dukes, I think.
All right.
Hey. So I,
good program.
Yeah, I interviewed them earlier in the year, and Katie Sagal was eating her salad, and she was tossing her salad and talking to me at the same time.
Sure. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Listen, I have not even laid out the show for you. Ladies and gentlemen, today it is our Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah. Woo!
The way this is going to work. And
Queer as Folk was the show.
Mark, you Queer as Folk.
Thank you.
God, that creeped me out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I loved it.
Not shocking.
You dug it. Girl, can you come in here, please? Because it's time to take our drink orders.
I loved it.
We are going to be celebrating.
I was beside myself.
Shut the hell up. This is our Christmas extravaganza. We are going to be having our Christmas show all day today. And Katie is here with Jimmy from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yes.
Where's the Hooters?
Hooters was coming around 11.
Oh, 11. Yeah. Okay, yes. Very good. I thought it was going to be the traditional Hooters punctuality.
No, they're here.
You all know and love.
They're not late yet.
Right. All right, very good. I got a card here. Put on the Ritz, strike up the band. Let's get this anniversary thing in full swing. And a card from Kiki. Thank you. Thank you very much. Dear Mike, Rob, Buzz, Oscar, Mark, and RJ, it's a... it looks like it's one of those
a singing cards. That might not be singing.
Yeah, it's not singing.
She got it on the discount rack.
Yeah.
It's got all
it's one of the old-fashioned cards that doesn't sing.
It's not working. Thank you. Thank you,
thank you,
Kiki.
You so much.
Thanks, Kiki. Well, really great.
We'll take a look at it in a second here.
She bought that at the Mark Ronick store.
The way this is going to work, we got four shows to do for you. We're going to do the first one here with Chad. Chad has agreed, correct me if I'm wrong, to stay for the bonus hour as well.
I'm going
to
try. I got to call.
Half of the bonus hour.
Yeah, I got
10 minutes of the bonus
hour. So what are you going to do like Bob Hope? You're going to walk in and then walk out.
Enough
you're not going to stay in panel.
Enough to drop an F-bomb.
Right.
All right. Very good. Because I know you want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably more than we do. Yeah. So he'll be there for that. And then we've got our Raw shows, mm-hmm. and God knows what's going to happen then. I mean, really. What I've heard is there may be an orgy on these Ustream cameras.
So you have started drinking, though.
Yeah, I was handed a bar, a beer.
A what?
I was handed a beer by
just
Jimmy
one.
Of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and I have started already in because that is the spirit of the show, and I wish for you boys to join me as well. And here, back from her regular job now, former intern girl, who is here. Blue Shorts, you remember Girl, don't you?
Yeah.
Actually, why don't you open the curtain and go back to the mic that's in there? We have a mic for you in the lobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So open the curtain.
But will she be able to hear us?
If she opens the curtain, she will. No, the curtain that's in the lobby, girl. You walk
by. By the way, Katie's been gone for like, I want to say 3 months.
Yes. Yeah.
Three
but open the curtain.
Yeah. She has really grown up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, open those curtains. That's fine.
I heard how creepy that was.
What happened? What did I miss?
He's 10 minutes of being yelled at already.
Wait, what did I? Hold on, I missed something. What did I miss?
He said she's been gone for a few months, and he's shocked at how she's really grown up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is creepy.
That's a little wrong.
He's basically saying what everybody's saying.
A little
thinking.
Old for you. Yeah.
I think we all discovered it at the baseball game, especially my bass player.
Oh, really?
He had a fantasy of tying girl up and like keeping her at his house out in like the wild.
See, I wouldn't go that far.
Yes. Well, he did. Anyway, hi, girl. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good. Hi.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mary Krimble, you're here today. You came in before the show started. I said do this during the show to take drink orders. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Very good.
We're starting off with either Bloody O'Marys or...
O'Marys.
Oh, boy. How many have you had?
Yes.
I've been drinking punch for a while.
All the complimentary spirits today are provided by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern,
yes.
The greatest saloon
nice
in
play.
The history of mankind in Old Town Herndon, Virginia.
Yeah.
I love that place, yes. And there's a very good possibility I will be, once again, for the second year in a row, ringing in the new year at Jimmy's. We got a bunch of stuff that's going on that we'll tell you about at Jimmy's throughout the day today.
What are our options, girl?
Well, I'll try this again.
Please.
Bloody O'Maras.
Mm-hmm.
Mild, medium, hot, or knock your stockings off.
Mm-hmm.
Or Red Eye Dare You. Bloody O'Mara mix with
Okay, I think we can stop this segment right now. I do have to keep the show going. That is my
good try. You know, reading is fundamental.
The bottom line is Jimmy's got everything, right,
Jimmy? He's got drinks.
Not just your foo-foo fancy stuff, but Jimmy, you've got it. Jimmy's looking for the microphone. Hand Jimmy the microphone. Okay. Hey, go ahead. Go to the microphone, Jimmy. The show is already out of control. That means it's going to be
good. That's a good sign.
Jimmy, you got everything, right? You've got all the booze we need?
We have to thank Pernod Ricard for going to the liquor store yesterday. When's the last time you went to the ABC store with a shopping cart?
Thank you so much.
We used two shopping carts yesterday.
Now you are going to have not only the specialty shooters that you have on your menu,
yes,
but anything we want, right? So I mean,
pretty much anything you want.
Much any booze you want.
Mixologist.
So Rob, what are you going to start out with?
I will start with a Crown Old Fashioned Two Cherries.
You know how to make that, Jimmy? Of course, Jimmy.
You know what?
I got a bar back here.
I brought the ingredients. He laughed at me. He says, "I brought bitters. I brought an orange. I brought cherries."
You're going to be drinking a Crown Old Fashioned.
Yes, I am.
One Crown Old Fashioned.
Oscar Santana.
I have a vodka water top shelf.
Jeez, can you reach that high?
Do you miss that, Chad?
No.
Chad, I realize
absolute in water.
You have regular water. Radio broadcast.
Mike, I have to broadcast today. I'll take a spicy Bloody Mary.
Girl, write it down. Knock your socks off.
Mark
Bloody
Monica,
O'Mara.
Can I do what Mr. O'Mara is doing? I'd like to start with a beer.
Beer. Miller Lite, very good.
How about a Genesee?
Are you going to bust my balls about starting with beer today?
No.
Okay, very good.
I'm glad you started drinking.
Blue Shorts, what about you?
I'll take C.
You want a Bloody O'Mara?
I got to see his ID.
Rob, I forgot I used.
You got to see his ID.
I forgot Rob used to bust his balls.
Yeah. And RJ,
came here because you wanted the abuse, didn't you? You were looking for. Is it a trip down old home?
RJ's mic isn't on. He'll start with a steak and cheese.
Hey, since I laid this on Chad when he first came here the first time he did this show, I'll lay it on you now. Thanks for staying at the station.
Oh.
Anyway.
Hey, that's good. He got that one.
RJ.
All the drink orders in?
I'm going to have my namesake, RJ Diazert.
That's right.
All right, very good.
What kind of filler would you like, sir?
What? A Miller Lite, please. A Miller Lite.
Mike, we have Genesee and Genesee Light from Rochester since you're headed up to the Anchor Bar.
Please give me a Jenny Light.
I thought you needed a Jenny.
I would love that.
Only at Jimmy's.
Genesee is fantastic stuff. So that's what it's going to be. All 4 hours. We're here for 4 hours today.
When do we start?
We're going to start in about two days.
Okay, great.
Yes, Oscar Santana.
I tried to ask.
Where the hell are my prep cards?
I tried to ask Father Xmas about this, but I wanted to ask you. Do you care?
Where are my cue cards?
Do you care what's happening with these WikiLeaks? Do you care at all, honestly?
You mean as far as the national security issues?
Yes.
I don't give a rat's ass.
You don't care.
I really wish I could. It's not, you know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned about that dip ass over in North Korea that has his son at 27, who is like a 4-star general.
Yeah.
That is a country. And China, meanwhile, is going, oh, no sweat. They're going to be fine.
They have
nuclear potential. That's where I believe World War III could start. That's what scares me.
Do you feel, though, that this compromises any type of diplomacy we have with these people? Because obviously we've all learned what everybody knew is that Saudi Arabia obviously doesn't want Iran to have nukes, and they actually want that guy out. They also, we all know that the government, our government here, doesn't trust really Russia and what they're doing.
Well, the fact is that people that are allowed to do this and people that can get, you know, I like the fact that they're going out after this Oompa Loompa or the guy from Whoville that runs that wiki site.
Assange.
You know, that guy, first of all, he looks like he has got young boys gagged with ball gags in his crawl space, and I think they ought to throw the book at him.
What I don't like is, I feel like I'm watching a movie. It's like, this is right out of a movie. A guy reveals all these secrets, all these international secrets, all these governments.
It's like my card says Thursday, December 2nd.
You want me to go look for it?
I need my index cards, or I can't do a show.
The WikiLeaks thing is not as good of a movie as the Hollywood agent killed by a hitman.
Yeah, well, do you hear what that is?
That's a great story.
Have you heard the latest on
that? I'm sorry, publicist.
They're talking now about the fact that that might be road rage.
Really?
That this was road rage. However, when they got the guy, I guess right before he decided to blow his brains out, he actually made the comment that he was paid $10,000 to do this, and then it was top of his head blown off.
Road rage, half road rage, and half the fact he hated that movie, the millionaire movie.
Which one was that?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
So he wanted to kill the publicist. I think it's valid.
You know, I think that what you have is, with the wiki thing, a you have to prosecute this because you're going to, in the age of the internet,
well, set a precedent.
It comes up to, look, it's Dodge City. It's why we can do what we do.
I get that. What I don't care for is the fact at the end game is that someone can walk in with some sort of clearance and just download all these effing files and walk out.
But is that on the person doing it, or is it on the United States government
it's
to
on
actually
the government.
Have their protection?
You know
it's
what it is?
On
it,
the
boils,
government.
It boils
right.
down
That's
to
who it's on.
Proper parenting.
I want people trying to break into the government's files because I want them on their toes. I want
Keep
them constantly.
Sharp, yeah.
Yes. Now, what about the Redskins' offensive line?
Not on this show, Django.
Oh, damn.
On that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, lots of things. Hey, Mark, I found my card. I'm all happy now.
Don't say that. He'll come back in.
When we come back, we're going to talk about ulcerative colitis with Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
And nice. A cure that I found on the internet. Also, a segment I like to call, How Are Things at 10-800? And we'll talk about the podcast awards, some more hoodie talk, and my trip up north, simply yikes. All that's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. I'm Mr. 10 Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Lake Manassas Limos, providing our transportation
nice.
Today. I got them all set. Make any occasion more special with limo service from Lake Manassas Limos. Locally owned, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. From the 8-passenger Chrysler 330 to the 20-passenger Hummer Lake Manassas Limo can take you around town.
Boo with RJ.
To Charlestown.
Who got Hop picked, in with Mark
Who got Ronick. Picked up where?
To Charlestown or to downtown.
Boo.
Or Atlantic City.
Boo. Cadillac.
Lake Manassas. Limos.
Boo. Passenger 20.
The official limousine service. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Complimentary bottled water. Yes.
Visit LakeManassasLimo.com. Boo.
That sure is a long black car.
Hit their link on our website. Here we are. We are here with our very special guest, Mr. Chad Dukes.
Hi.
From the LeVar and Dukes show. And it's a delight to have you here.
Thank you. Thank
I know
much.
You like to occasionally drop by our little living room studio, vent on a few things other than sports.
Yeah.
And we are always glad to have you drop by. And it's terrific. People say, Chad's coming to your living room?
Yeah.
In your home?
But you did that show. And then I said, and he said, and he's on a station. And now you're on. I said, no, Chad and Oscar and I, and the way the whole thing works, it's all good in the purest sense of the word. And for whatever reason, it's fun. The only time I'll like bitch about Chad is if I bump into his girlfriend, like out at a restaurant.
Oh, you know nice.
I'm like, you tell that son of a bitch. What you tell that son of a bitch.
And by restaurant, Mike means bar at club.
Bar, right. Yeah.
What happened?
Actually, I bumped into Princess Dukes at a very she restaurant. And, you know, there I was. Eating.
Unless she's protecting me, she said that you didn't say that at all.
I didn't say it. I'm making that up.
Oh.
It was nice to see her, and she was with, I think, another lady from
Liz
Drabeck.
She does updates, yeah.
And she was there, and I came over and chatted with them for a little bit.
Liz Drabeck?
It was
sounds like a jumble.
Let me just say, I don't know. I have not spoken to you. I don't know what the status is. I know you were very open about it, but your lady, I must tell you, could not have been looking better.
She
looks fantastic.
I did what they call out punting your coverage with my chick.
And things still good?
Yeah, man. I bought a house now, so we're living together. Yeah, everything is very nice. She was very complimentary of you, mm-hmm. and I believe your young lady was there too.
Yes,
very
we were nice. There with another couple having dinner and
nice.
A little place in Clifton, Virginia, and we had a great time. It was a great time at that party. So I must tell you, big changes at our old ranch.
Yeah.
Is it a secret that you guys are eventually going to be moving across town?
No, they announced that they did a press release. I guess they're moving the entire facility up to Lanham, Maryland.
And I know you are thrilled about that.
I don't want to suck a bullet. I mean, I'm like you. Look at this. I'm a Virginia guy like you, so it's mm-hmm. It's a big ordeal. All the Maryland people are reveling. Like, you know, Oscar was a Maryland guy. He would have been happy about this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really terrible. And you know this, Mike. I mean, I listen to you guys. I remember the Buzz's newsroom, you know, all that stuff that's there. I don't know if there's a building in D.C. that has as much radio history.
Or as much radio odor.
It's disgusting. But it's really sad to know that there's going to be the purple flowers out front are going to be there for like an insurance building.
I know.
Like
it's
really
sad. I mean, it really is. I mean, I know for a number of years after.
May I jump for one quick second since we're starting? I think we should have a toast.
A little toast?
Just a little.
I need my drink once it gets here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Rob, let's go ahead. I was just going to say one thing. When I left WAVA and they turned it into like the AIDS clinic.
A clinic, yeah.
That was strange. And now it's like an insurance company. It's weird when you, and you'll find that when you, especially since you live, I mean, you're a Fairfaxian, right?
Yeah, I'm like 5 miles from the station.
You're right in that area, as is Buzz around that area. And you'll go by it and it'll be weird. It'll feel weird because so much of your life has been spent in that building.
It already feels weird when I drive by it.
Right.
And it's still a station.
Who wins? From the group we know, the old gang, if you move to Maryland. It's just Cakes, I think.
Bear.
Oh, Bear.
Bear definitely wins.
Hey, baby.
Well, it'll take him less time to not respond.
Oh, no.
Bear's always been good.
Let me tell you, if you're making a list of problems with engineers at that station, it does not begin with Bear.
Okay, a quick toast, or as they call him in the engineering department, Slim.
Oh, incidentally, right, and you know what's, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble here, and I want to make real...
we're just having fun.
Chad comes here as a guest. Anything that comes out of my mouth is not endorsed by Chad.
Thank you,
and man. Chad has nothing to do with it, okay? This comes out of me. You want to throw in it, you know, throw bricks at somebody, throw some bricks at me.
Here's to our checkered radio past and a blessed radio future.
Absolutely. Yay.
You're here in Chin Chin.
Here's to everybody.
And to Buzz's health.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, mostly.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Oscar. That's good. Absolutely.
Buzz who?
What are you drinking, RJ?
This is my drink. It is eggnog and some alcohol.
Yeah, that's certainly what you need. Yeah. That's exactly it. Make sure the butterfat content is at an all-time high in your beverage.
May the cream be heavy.
The gentleman in the corner, RJ,
yeah.
Right now, he's working.
Mm-hmm.
But he's working from home.
Did you know this?
Love it.
He's got a full-time job.
Was he here the last time
really?
You were here?
He was here, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And what's great about RJ is RJ literally, I think it might be an electricity thing, or is it primarily, nobody at your work listens, so I can tell you this, it's primarily your desire not to be in that building, right?
Yes, sir.
So you do all your work off campus, and you do it here, and it's a very convenient office
it's space. Every
movie, it's like the movie Catch Me If You Can. If you don't see me, you can't fire me.
This,
he won't answer his pager.
Let me tell you, I never get to drink this. This Jenny Light is the bomb. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
This is great stuff. Thank you, Jimmy. Oh, I believe the Hooters girls are
here. Yes.
I swear this is the Dean Martin show.
Is that who they are?
Yeah, they're here along with my lovely bride.
Oh, your bride's here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. That's great.
Well, let's see who's at the door.
Yes.
It is Hooters.
I sometimes forget we're at your house.
I know.
Like the front door. Someone just knocked on the door and they came in.
This is the day. Seriously. This is the day. You know what's going to happen? Oh, my lovely bride is here. Hi, honey. Hi, Carla. Hi, there
Hello.
She is. Hi. Yeah. This is the day where the neighbors are going to call the cops. This is really...
Well, we already talked to your neighbors walking in.
Oh, did you really?
Chad, myself, in blue shorts.
Well, all I know
that went well.
Is we're going to sit outside. We're going to sit outside. We'll have a smoke on the front porch, and people, swear to God, think this is a crack house. This is it. What do you got? What do you got there?
It's just the...
A hot call?
691-1900.
Oh, did you really? Is somebody streaming this?
I don't know. They couldn't have possibly heard. I mean,
they can't. I haven't said anything offensive.
No, not at all.
I haven't at all.
It's just,
we are live.
It's just funny that I got the call right after the that segment.
Funny ha-ha or so, funny odds.
So your neighbor says to me, he says, you guys are having a big one today, huh?
Yeah.
I said, oh, just once a year,
yep.
Holiday show.
Yeah. It's our Christmas extravaganza. I will tell you, I did not expect the feeling of festivity to dive in right now.
Yeah, I didn't expect it until like the second program.
Yeah, it's going to be out of control. Abby, you know what this means? This means by the second Raw show that we taped today, we are going to be so bitter and angry at each other.
Yeah,
it's
really.
It'll be the kind of Christmas party, you know, where at the end, well, F you. Too.
Well, the happiness, I mean, the festiveness hit me is when I saw Blue Shorts and he told me and he said, Happy Easter. So,
Mike, I know you're a big, I know you're a big customer service guy.
I am, absolutely.
And so is our friend Fuchs here.
Yeah.
He loves the customer service.
Okay.
What do you mean I love it? I want it.
No, that's what I meant.
I just want customer
You love
service.
A good customer
it.
Service.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got it. I got it this week.
So, but Chad here had the most horrific experience with an unknown big box store
I think
is worth having here because I think Mr. Mike O'Mara would enjoy it.
Oh, well, very good.
You know when you buy a big TV? You know that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, yeah, absolutely.
I've never bought a big TV. I bought my first big TV. I went to a place that I shouldn't say the name because I've already been threatened to be fired.
And don't do it.
Because, I mean, if you're talking about a big box store, I mean, I think we'll get it. Okay.
But their business is TVs,
Jack Luskins.
And they came to my house and dropped the TV off on the floor of the basement. And that was it. I had paid $900 for installation. And then I had to call and go crazy. And they knew this is gonna. There's no way to say this without being pompous. They knew what I did. Like they knew.
They knew who
they
I
knew
was.
Knew they were affiliated with the station.
Sure.
And I just. I remember listening to
sort of the state trooper that pulled me over for reckless driving.
Yeah. Oh. And I remember Oscar screaming one time, "There is no celebrity justice," and I got a taste of it. I got a taste of it with my TV.
Yeah.
You know.
So, did they ever make good on it?
Yeah, they finally did. But I had to go screaming and yelling, and I had to do what we all have to do. You go on the air with it. Somehow it gets fixed.
Right. Sure.
Everybody screams. Yeah.
You scream. Don't you know who I used to be?
Don't you know who I used to be?
But the joke of it was, it's everybody's gone through, especially now in the holiday season, yes, where you go and you purchase something you've yearned for all year, or right, maybe and in terms this, all
let,
your life.
Let me get this straight. And you were expecting this to be installed in your home,
what
correct?
Was sold to you? What was sold
I
to you and said?
$5,000 on a TV. $5,000. And it included installation, surround sound.
Is it color?
Yeah, I think it's color. I think it's a color TV.
Don't spit it out.
Right. You know, colors, the like. But it's supposed to hang on the wall.
Sure.
All that crap.
Is
none
it 3D?
Of it happened. No, it's not 3D. It's
not
nothing
yet.
It's nothing all that important. It's just to me.
How big?
70 inches.
Wow.
Oh, so you get
that's
the mother
nice
load. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the TV that when
mine's 73, but 70's good.
But it's the TV that when you think one day I'll be able to have a really big TV, that was why it was so devastating.
Is $5,000 on a television?
Yeah.
You get a new contract?
No.
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
You can
wait.
Wait. Quiet mouth. He'll be gone when I'm really drunk.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait to listen to that podcast. Hour four. Yeah, mother effer walk right through that door.
That's really great that you can sit in my chair and get a $5,000 TV when I've got creditors calling me every single day and I do a show for them. I can't do that anymore that I'm the radio. But and hey, did I sign a whopper? So that's good. Sari, great to be back on in the morning.
So they promise him the whole setup. We're going to get you the surround sound. We're going to set it up. We're going to bring it in. And what did they do?
They dumped it off of the basement, and then I had to make 1,000 phone calls to people, get them to come back and hang it on the wall. This is a strong Bloody Mary.
And you got
busted my ass.
And you got no special deal. You paid the retail price.
I got no respect at all.
Exactly.
None.
Well, you know what? That stinks.
Thank you, Rob.
The days are gone. There's nothing that feels better when you do what we do to get acknowledgement from somebody, whether it be a restaurant, a store, a police officer, which I prayed for today. I got the police officer.
Should we
that
not save this for the bonus?
I just have to tell. Well, it's so fresh in my mind. It's the first thing I said to Chad.
It is. He didn't even say
Chad
hello.
Chad says, hey, how you doing? I got stopped at 77 and a 55. Yeah. Reckless.
You came
I got to get an attorney.
You came in the studio. You were waving it like you were on the
boat. I was
of
so
a deck.
Pissed.
Deck of a boat.
It's the customer service you got yesterday at the Apple store. And they don't spend a dollar here is what they should have everywhere.
I will tell you that I have never. If you want to know why Steve Jobs is the success he is to walk into a store, where there are like 500 people and there are 100 sales associates.
Yeah.
You know, they get it covered. They have their system down. They use their products, like their little flat screens, to process the people that are there. Mm-hmm. And you know what they do when you get a product that might not be behaving badly? They take it. They give you another one, and then they refurbish it and fix it 100%, and they sell it again. Hello? Why can't they all do this? Beluga, get out of the studio, please.
Did you guys hear the
out of the studio.
I love how he listens.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the rumor about your boy Stern, Mike, about that he might have signed with Apple yesterday?
Yeah. I was looking all over for that. Oscar and I talked about that last night. Yeah. What is the latest
it's
on that?
Still
is Howard coming to the land of the internet?
It's still just a strong rumor. There is
what about
no
the
DirecTV
rumor? I heard the same one like the same day.
All rumors right now.
I think Howard is more than anybody else, because we all know that are in this business that Howard took all of the money. We realize that nobody
It's not quite as much as it used to be, is it, Howard?
But nobody can manipulate during a contract year like Howard. He's the biggest ass on the fence.
There's so many rumors. I heard that he signed at WASH.
I heard that he's replacing Lou Katz.
Yeah, I did too. Well, I hear he's going to do a show with Lou.
Well, you tell me what that's going to do to the Christmas music.
It'd be wonderful.
Anyway.
DirecTV, though, is DirecTV, if I'm not mistaken, is partially has stake in Sirius.
I think you're right.
The parent owner that owns DirecTV owns Sirius as well, a big part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting
to see
what happens. I think at this stage in his career, you get to be post 5-0, and you know, you want to wind down. I think he's got to have money and do the show on his terms, the way he wants. I'll be honest with you, 5 days a week of doing that show at that hour of the morning, I would imagine at this point in time, you got to be a little crispy. At the same time, you realize it is you know, your life's blood. You kind of need it.
Can we really expect an announcement before Hanukkah is over, though?
Jeez. It's always about Jews with you, isn't it?
I just, you know, it's always the holidays, about the Jews, Mike,
isn't it?
The holidays.
Speaking of you, can I bring up something before
Please,
we
I
before
wish you
we
would.
Break?
It's about
I'm scouring the internet, looking for the. I'm actually looking for the Howard story last night, and on the front of my Yahoo, on the front of my Yahoo page is a cure for ulcerative colitis.
Baby,
are you aware of this?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Bring it to me.
You have to drink pig worms.
What?
That is.
You have to drink pig worms. Look it up, Ronick.
I will.
Go to Yahoo and look up worms ulcerative colitis.
I might prefer to poop blood.
There is a
guy. I do every day. I'm used to it. Chad, you're not aware of this. You know, we all panicked when Buzz saw a little blood in his mouth.
and
that's
dying.
Problems. But, you know, if I see it in my stool, I'm accustomed to it.
That's just Tuesday.
It is. What's bad is when it's dark.
I don't know.
Oh,
come on. Enough.
God.
Please. I don't want to hear about this anymore.
You want it bright red and
Please
festive like this.
Like your drink. So this guy has your condition,
right?
And he has flare-ups like you do.
Essentially, what it is, it's an inflamed colon. And you're bleeding in your colon. You're bleeding.
Okay, but you know what solves the problem? He. Do you have it?
I do.
Read it.
Yeah. Well, a new study suggests that creepy crawler creatures can boost the health of the intestine after a man suffering from ulcerative
colitis. Non-broadcast.
You asked him to read this.
Improv when he swallowed thousands of worm eggs.
Oh, he swallowed the worm eggs. The worms, didn't they feed on his intestines?
Yes, and the bowel syndrome
isn't that great?
Chronic.
Yeah, it's great for you.
I think it's fantastic.
It sucks for
it's
me.
Unbelievable.
But what if it cured you? If you were able to do this for a short period of time, then you poo out the worms, and you're in your mind.
And the quote of the day.
Hey, who's hungry?
And the quote of the day.
Are the Hooters girls here?
Then you poo out the worms. What's really sad is that's the second step. The first step is eating the eggs. I don't know.
You don't
I'm okay with it. I'm under control.
This is microscopic. You could drink it like they were in this Jenny Light that I'm drinking right now. You could put the worms in there. You suck them down, and then you're fine as wine. Not
I
your time.
You know what? I won't be the second person to do it, but I might be the 100th.
RJ!
Is it weird?
Happy Crimble!
It truly the condition truly sucks.
I am not going to make it through four hours.
No. What? Is it weird that I look at Rob, and obviously I know he has a situation here.
And he is the situation.
Yeah, yo.
What did you call yourself the other day?
The contamination.
Do not show me.
The contamination. That's my Jersey Shore name.
Yo, I'm
and
the contamination.
Poor
we got Buzz, a contamination here.
Poor Buzz is in the hospital right now, right? So and unfortunately for me, the first thing I think of when Rob has an ailment or Buzz is in the hospital is I blame them. And I don't think of how can I help them. I blame them.
You blame me for having ulcerative colitis?
Yeah, I figure if you have a remedy that Yahoo says is cool and some doctors says are okay, why not just do it and get it over with?
Well,
you
know, Yahoo doesn't say it's cool. Yahoo says that guy says it's cool.
You know, the first thing I think about when anybody goes into the hospital is basically... They will be missed, ladies and gentlemen. I am so sorry I give you this eulogy today.
But yesterday,
you know what Mike thinks is that four ways is better than five.
I was talking to Kara about Buzz and how sick he is, and then I went into this rant about Buzz on how it's Buzz's fault because he's a smoker and he doesn't care. And I sat there like, what happened to me? When did I become so mad at Buzz?
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
I think I'm mad at
you
because
too.
You're so perfect.
You know, I get angry at any illness. Chad, I'm sure you have this kind of personality. Don't you get mad at people that get sick? I get mad at people that get sick. I have no tolerance, no patience for it.
Of course, because you look at them and say, I say you're faking it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
I immediately think people are doing it just for attention.
And this business, we were talking about this the other day, this is a business, I don't care what level you're on, and it takes you a while to get into this mode, but most of the time, most of us in this business will come to work when we are dying for no reason.
You can't even lift your feet. You'll be dragging your feet, literally.
But the reason, it's paranoia. You think that the guy at the water cooler is going to step over your corpse and he's going to fill your position, and it's just the way we operate. It's a horrible way to live.
When we were in Phoenix.
That happened to us.
Yes.
I mean, that happened to us. They started putting guys on that were eventually going to replace us, and when one of us would go on vacation, they would try to get the other one to say, okay, yeah, go ahead and fire him.
Last week.
Really?
I saw Mark Ronick in my basement taking the batteries out of my carbon monoxide detector. I saw it with my own eyes.
When we were in Phoenix, we got suspended for something that really had nothing to do with us. And as we were suspended, you think they play the best of 4 days. 4 days of best of. What did we get, Chad?
The program director put himself on. He put himself on to do a talk show.
Oh, they love doing that.
It's always a good move, right? PD being on the air.
Man. Well, that's why they're program directors, because they're great on the air.
He put himself on, and then when he thought he rocked at night because we were on suspension for something that we had no control over, he put himself on the weekends because his show was so great for that run of four shows.
Oh, my God. Always dangerous. Very dangerous.
Don't you have a history, especially in the top 40 world, of PDs that are just dying to get on the air for
any
reason?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I got to be honest with you. I got one now that I like, and I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. I have a relationship with the guy that I work with right now.
How
and,
about over at the edge?
Yes, the PD is me.
Exactly.
No, I mean, really, I have to be honest with you. I am a fan of Kenny. I like him, and he does do a shift occasionally, but I believe he does it when it's absolutely necessary. That's what he goes about. You know the guys that we're talking about.
Sure.
Smokey Rivers.
Hey, man.
Smokey Rivers.
If you're having trouble.
Listen, if you're having trouble receiving WAVA, that's the greatest, that is the greatest PSA he ever got. If you're having trouble receiving, he did a public service announcement asking people if they're having trouble receiving the signal to call the station.
Right.
He's doing that on our signal, so they can't hear it anyway. You amazing, stupid ass.
Similar story. Last Sunday night, Comcast was like, they lost service to most of the East Coast. I was affected. I called. It took me about an hour and a half to get through to where I'm on hold to talk to someone at Comcast. They cut me off and they say, and they know because I've punched in the number, I'm having trouble with my high-speed internet. I'm on hold for like 10 minutes, and then I get a recording. We are unable to take your call right now. If you'd like to file a complaint with Comcast, please go to our website.
Yeah,
they sent me to their website to report that I had no internet.
That is the standard MO. That is the modus operandi today of every company. They will get you on the phone. They don't want to talk to you. They want you to go to the internet and do it there. And then when you go to the internet, it's just as convoluted.
You got
to
sign up for passwords and give them emails.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I was sitting there, you know what? As far as my iPhone, walking into the Apple store, get in your car, drive to the store, walk in there, because let me tell you something, that's when it becomes a human being and they can't get out of it. Mm-hmm. You try to fix things online, F it. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah, I don't recommend it
Very
at all.
True. You know what we need to do?
200
We have 200 Ustreamers today. Hi, Ustreamers. How are you? Nice to see you.
We must break.
We're going to take a break, come back. Rob's got an audio vault for us. We're here with Chad Dukes.
I'm drunk.
From LeVar Arrington Chad Dukes on our old home, WJFK. And also on a podcast. That's the one I hate promoting.
Here we go.
The Big O and Dukes.
Yeah.
Do not vote for Big O and Dukes.
Vote for the Michael Mara
show. In the podcast awards. Really, he's gotten enough.
Oh, he's playing the camera.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We were talking before we took a little break there about the podcast awards.
Too much ice there, Chad.
It's just vodka, Mike.
I've seen
this
online.
It's a pink martini.
I have seen this online, and I'm very curious about whether is this like an award ceremony? Because both Big O and Dukes and the Mike O'Mara Show have been nominated.
Right.
You know, God damn it, man. I mean, we're in show business too.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
As far as radio guys, we do that too. Is this something where they have it like at a hotel?
You know,
or
they did something online.
I saw
live.
The one last year, and it's like Internet Radio Tommy from his living room.
Yeah, and that's what they do it live for the nomination ceremony, just like you would see for the Grammys or anything else. They do that. I'm looking to see if they actually have some kind of thing that we can go to.
No way.
There was a day, though, I remember that on terrestrial radio, they had award ceremonies.
Right.
For radio guys.
The Air Awards.
The Air Awards.
Yeah,
they had the Air Awards.
What happened to those?
To benefit the March of Dimes.
I might have won an Air Award.
I might have, too.
Don and I always won the award for the most gracious of winners.
Do you care to share this on this Christmas day?
Well, there were two.
Christmas miracle?
There used to be a Bobby Poe pop music survey, and we won Major Market Air Personalities of the Year, and it was something that we had wanted for a couple of years, and it was a big deal.
The Poe Party was great.
And the Poe Party was like a real award ceremony. You wear a tuxedo, you get up there, you make a speech, and it was a lot of fun. And then the Air Awards here in D.C., they let you know. They let you know because they knew you wouldn't show up. And
know. Wasn't it to the deal that they didn't want to tell you, but they had to tell you because
tell
you won?
We were the biggest dicks. They had to tell us that. they had to tell us. Don and I, at the height of our success, I'm so glad I'm far less successful now because it makes you humble.
It does.
But I will tell you,
Mike, you've been so much more pleasant.
We, I think it might have been, was it Goodman? I think it was Goodman.
Yeah, I think it was.
And Alan Goodman, our GM at the time, says, knows, hey, DM, we want you to go to the Air Awards. We go to the Air Awards. Why? So we can sit there and, like, you know, eat French bread with Chris Kohr? No effing way.
And the bad thing is, it's like it's in a hotel in D.C. at noon. Mm-hmm. It's like not a real award ceremony.
Oh, and incidentally, Chris Kohr, do I love listening to him now. Jesus Christ. Chris Kohr.
You know what would be great? Couldn't he possibly trade something out to get his crossed eyes fixed?
I say is like this, and I'm like this. That's a core value. A core value is shilling
Jason.
For anything.
Jason.
Hi, Jason from Cameron Hills Golf Links. Yeah. Fine sponsor.
Finally, a good-looking guy.
It's only the first hour. It's only the first hour. We're already getting obnoxious. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Chris Kohr.
Yeah.
You know I've had something to drink.
Yeah.
And another thing.
So you get the Air Award.
So we get the Air Award, and they said, in order for us to go, I said, you won. You have to go. I said, oh, you won? All right, we'll go. Mm-hmm. So because we knew that we had won, Don and I get up when the guy gets up. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to give you the nominees for was the nominees for Personality of the Year or something like that?
I think Best Morning Show.
Best Morning. The nominees for Best Morning Show. And Don and I get up from the back of the ballroom and start walking
before
up.
Before they even read it.
As he's reading it. It was so, we got up there. It's like, all right, let's do the walk up there. Like,
no.
Hey, oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It was so very, very obnoxious.
So not good.
It was horrible.
But you like getting them.
I do. It's a lot of fun. So for the podcast awards, vote for us. Vote for Big O and Dukes. And we're all, you know what? I'm very happy to be nominated because I know, based on hits alone, I was watching that guy. He gets a lot of hits. It's a good thing for
they
both
do.
Shows.
Yeah, so go to podcastawards.com.
YouTube, Big O and Dukes with your little maniacs out there.
Well,
you know,
let's do this now.
Share more of those with me, for God's sake.
I don't want to speak for you, Oscar, but I mean, we'll endorse the Mike O'Mara Show.
Absolutely.
To be honest with you, I got no problem with that at all.
We'll look into endorsing your program.
No, that's fine.
So anyway, they're both great shows, and let me tell you something. These shows should be on a radio station. They should be on 300 radio stations across the country.
Yes.
And
Mike,
maybe someday, boys, we always keep that's why we all get together like this, because we hope against hope that would happen.
Just real quick, we should pause for a second so the stations can take a break if they need to.
All right.
And then we can finish with the audio vault.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I thought when we played the music, I came back.
We did, but...
How much crown have you had? I know how to run the show, for Christ's sake. I took a break, and I said, we're going to come back with the audio vault, and then when I came back,
but
I did that.
What about the break that's normally news?
Well, we haven't done that yet.
Just saying.
We're going to do that after the audio vault.
I thought we would do like we did yesterday.
I think Mike is too hammered. He doesn't know what's going on.
That's exactly...
Go to commercial.
This is the first hour.
I should be the responsible
You know what's great, Chad? Everyone has the wish for a Christmas miracle, and here is my wish.
Uh-oh.
When you go, take him with you.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, December 3rd, 2010. What do you have, Rob?
I promised it yesterday, and I played a snippet of it yesterday, but I tightened it up for your pleasure. It is a computer solicitor calling me at my home, and this is a guy calling me from India wanting to know if I needed help with my computer being fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, I run to my tape recorder, and I tape the call, and this is how it sounded.
Hello? Hello. How can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I want you to know I'm recording the call. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. We are also recording the call. Each and every call has been recorded over here.
Great. What can I do for you, Slick?
Slick. Yes, I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in your computer?
My computer?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a lot of problems with my computer.
What kind of problem, sir?
Well, one is the odor.
Pardon?
The odor of the computer. It smells horrible.
Uh-huh.
The scanner, are you familiar? I have a computer scanner. Do you know what a scanner is?
Yes, I know the scanner.
Okay, when I put it in and I want to copy like a pornographic picture and I hit start, it smells like burnt meat.
Oh. Yes, why it's going to do that? Because you are trying to copy a pornographic one.
No, I don't think it has to do with it because when I copy copies of nursery rhymes, it also smells bad.
Are you over 18?
Am I over 80? Yes.
I'm saying, are you over 18?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then I think there might be some problem, in your printer.
Well, hold it. If I was under 80, would there not be a problem?
So if you are under 18, the printer Like, the computer does not give you the...
It's like Bangladesh.
Because it's not, like, suitable for the people who are under 18.
I can't understand a goddamn thing you said. You need to say it again slower and louder.
I'm saying it slower and I'm saying it
louder. No, you're not. Say it slower.
Yes, I'm saying. If you're not understanding, that's your problem.
Now, listen. What is your name?
Pardon?
Your name is Pardon?
My name is not Pardon.
What is your name?
I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
I'm saying,
what's your name?
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to call you your name. Is it a problem that I want to be cordial?
It's not a problem. But, like, confirm me, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
Yes, I have other problems besides the scanner.
Not the scanner, sir. With the computer.
Yes, the computer is also troublesome.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
Well, for one thing, my monitor is very, very dim.
Uh-huh. Your monitor is?
Yes.
Yeah. What problem? Just tell me again.
It's very dim. Well, it's not actually a monitor. It's a television. It's an old Emerson television.
Okay, it's not a monitor. It's a television.
Yes.
You don't have any keyboard?
I have a keyboard.
Right. Which keyboard do you have?
Great.
What happened to the sound?
The sound was in and out. It was not a good phone.
All of a sudden, a different person.
All of a sudden, it's like, what keyboard do you have?
I think it's the same person.
I've changed from an Indian man in Bangladesh. I am now a perfectly white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male.
I think it was the same guy, but the phone had like a weird connection.
Rob, before we get back to that, let me take a break right here because we do have to break.
Oh, right, right.
And when we come back, we have to get our last sponsor. That's what I plan to do in the middle. I was going to break up the audio ball.
See, I did not know you were going to break up the audio ball. I thought we'd do it like yesterday.
Final segment of you, and we'll wrap that up and play a couple other things on the Michael Mara Show. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Our final segment brought to you by Mangrates.
Yay!
He doesn't want socks or sweaters or tires.
Ties.
I said tires.
We're tires.
He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron. He wants Mangrates. Who wouldn't? A grill enhancement system starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. When it comes to the best grill brush ever, Mangrates has it. Now available quantities from 1 to 4. Mangrates! Click their ad at MichaelMaraShow.com. Finish up your little tape with the... Oh, finish up your tape, please.
Thank you, Tim Gunn.
I'm Tim Gunn.
All right. Where we left it off, you want to know if I had a keyboard on my computer.
You don't have any keyboard?
I have a keyboard.
All right. Which keyboard do you have?
Great. My keyboard is great.
Your keyboard is great. And your monitor?
Not so good.
Not so good? All right.
Well, there is a problem with my keyboard.
All right. You have
it doesn't have an L.
I'm sorry?
My keyboard doesn't have an L.
Your keyboard doesn't have an L?
An L. You know the letter that comes before M?
L. L like London.
Yes. L like London.
L like London.
L like London.
Can you just pause it real quick? You know what this is? This is like a voice processor.
No.
I feel like it just went from the Indian guy, and then it's like a voice, just like this machine.
This is thousands of miles away, is what I think this is.
I think it is.
This is one of those examples of what the hell's the TV show?
Outsourced. Yes. Yeah.
This guy, show on NBC. This guy is speaking to him from Pakistan.
And he has no idea what's going on.
Don't you think it's amazing, like when you go up to the drive-thru and you hear, would you like to try a new combo? And then it's like, and you say no, and the woman goes, what do you want? Like, it's a completely different voice.
Yes. You know what? And it's like,
that's what it is.
It's pre-recorded. But it's a lousy pre-recording.
Yeah, it's
no good.
All right, let's listen to
London.
I have no L.
You don't have.
All right, let me.
L.
You know what you have to do? You have to do personal stuff again. You have to get them on. What's your name? And you can't let it go. You can't let it go. I need your name. I'm going to need your name.
I stayed
Fight
on what's your
them.
Name a long time.
You know
time.
When we used to do Dolores?
Yes,
remember
I know.
That?
I know.
We want. I want altercations. I want.
You want
more,
fighting?
I want fighting. Right. I want tensions. I want to get into their discomfort zone and live there.
All right. Yeah.
Just sit there with your thumb on it. Listen, this
own
is
it.
Good though. This
you
is
did
good.
That with Gladys right. Kravitz. Really?
So,
well.
You don't need to worry. We'll give you an L. All right.
We'll give you an L.
How do I get it?
Just turn on your computer. I'll let you know after that.
Okay, the computer is on. There's another problem.
Yeah.
What problem? I have a disk drive, and there's an English muffin stuck in it.
English muffin?
stuck in your computer?
In my disk drive.
On your disk drive?
Yes, I was trying to download some jelly.
Oh.
You're trying to download some jelly on your computer.
Yes, which was very hard because I have no L, and there's two L's in jelly.
Oh.
So I'm sure I made a mistake. That's probably why the muffin got caught.
Okay, that's how the muffin got struck.
Now listen, I think we're done here, but I have one last question for you.
I think we're done here.
I should want to say you something, except that I really love to speak with you.
You know what's crazy?
I really love to speak with you.
How about that Lady Gaga? Isn't that something?
Because the way you speak and the way I speak, it's a very, like, similar one.
We're similar. Right. He wants to be like you, yeah. His friend.
Very, very, very similar.
Yes. I think we're done here. Have a great day.
If you think you are done here, then it's great. So you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks for fixing my computer. Bye-bye.
That was great.
Well done.
Good job, Rob.
And that was pared down from 11 minutes. Do you care that LeBron had a bad reception last night?
I'd like to hear it one more time. You'll be talking about this on your show today, Chad.
2 hours.
You're going to have to.
Only two. this is LeBron.
That's not nice.
What's that?
That was not nice to our guest.
Mike, I have no L.
Hey, you know what you can do?
What?
You can, even though, because he has to edit it, you can say whatever you want to him right now.
No, no. Okay. I can't risk that.
Okay.
I'll tell you as soon as you turn this thing off.
Okay.
I know he will. Here's LeBron coming out of the tunnel at last night's game. It was the Heat versus the Cavs. Just boos left and right.
Know, and all I said this on The Edge this morning, poor Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then LeBron goes out. And this is just my opinion of LeBron James, and I said this earlier. He's the kind of dick. He lives for this. Yeah. He gets motivated by this.
Sure.
He goes out, has one of his best games of the season. The Heat just take it to the Cavaliers, and this just sucks for Cleveland. You know, and who can blame Cleveland? But, you know, as I said, in this day and age, a modern athlete gets to go wherever he wants for whatever reason he wants, but it was the way
he
did it.
The television special.
And it's either stupid, arrogant, or both, and I say screw LeBron.
Mike, the one thing they compare it to is the Rocket coming back to Boston. Is that comparable to this?
No.
I don't think so.
And it's
either.
Not comparable because Dan Duquette, the manager of the Boston Red Sox at the time, made that conscious decision not to pay Roger what he wanted.
Right.
And was Roger a mercenary dick? Yes, he was. Did he just go to another team? But he didn't sit there and have a special called The Decision where he announces to the city of Boston, hey, I'm going to go to Toronto. And I think he went to Toronto before he went to the Yankees.
Yeah, and they had the decision after they've already had the drive, the fumble, like all these things have taken place in Cleveland on top of it.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And
they
that's
have
the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I said this earlier today in today's Washington Post. One of the greatest sports photographs I've ever seen. You have LeBron with the whole thing throwing the talc up into the air like he does his little routine, and he is facing the crowd with his back to the camera, and you have a study in human reaction that is about as fabulous as it will ever get, where you see the people that are amused, the people that are kind of like, hey, I like hating him, the people that are booing him with amusement, and then you have the guys with the folded arms that are like, my God, they would kill the guy if
they
could.
All right. So lots of booing for him, and I close, Mike, with our Hanukkah salute. As I said, 8 days, 8 jokes from 8 old Jews.
Let's listen.
From the website, Old Jews Telling Jokes, I give you Lou Chartoff, 89 years old.
Good stuff. Looking forward to this. It's a great way to end the show today.
A long time ago, I was in basic training in the Army, and I had the day off, and I went into Kansas City, and I saw a sign. And the sign said, tonight at 8 o'clock at the Parkway Theater, come see Herschel, the Magnificent Jew. So, of course, I was curious, and I went, and there was a good-sized crowd in the theater. And at 8 o'clock, they introduced him. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herschel. And he came out, he was wearing a bathrobe, and removed his bathrobe, and he was perfectly naked, completely naked. Now, imagine, if you will, the largest masculine equipment you can think of. Herschel was 4 times bigger. And he had a bench in front of him, and he put 3 walnuts on the bench. And he took his masculinity in his hand, and he went, whap, whap. And he smashed them to smithereens. And the audience applauded. And when they were leaving the theater, they were still applauding. 20 years later, I was again in Kansas City. And I saw the same sign. tonight at 8 o'clock, Parkway Theater. Come see Herschel the Magnificent Jew. Well, of course I went. And it was the same thing. They introduced him. He came out, took off his bathrobe. He looked exactly the same, hadn't changed it at an iota. And he put on the bench three coconuts. One, two, three. Took his masculinity in his hands and he went whap, whap. Whap! Smash them to smithereens.
This is okay.
Well, naturally, I went backstage. I was curious. I said, Mr. Herschel, why did you switch from walnuts to coconuts? He said, well, my eyesight ain't what it used to be.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio. One way to go with that. Wow. All right.
You like the ride.
I like the ride. The ride was better than the punchline, yeah, which is just okay. Chad, thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Check out Chad on WJFK 106.7 FM in Washington, D.C. Also on the Big O and Dukes podcast.
At Chad Dukes on Twitter.
At Chad Dukes. Okay, very good. And check that out. And that's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by the Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, a Kimpton hotel where Florida charm meets modern comforts, just 45 minutes from Melbourne International Airport, offering direct flights from Dulles and less than 2 hours from the Palm Beach and Orlando airports. Beaches, hiking, all that good stuff. Our listeners will get 10% off the best available rate. Click the Kimpton ad on our website and enter the code PBRK. The Vero Beach Hotel and Spa, a Kimpton hotel. That's it for the freebies. Stay tuned for the bonus hours and Raw. And now we have to get serious, boys.
Yes, let's do it.
Because I'm looking at half a drink, two beers.
I'm empty.
You're empty?
I need a new one.
Chad, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Blue Shorts. Thank you, RJ. We'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
The snow is snowing and the wind, it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I cannot remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I thought you ought to know my heart's on fire. The flames, they just leap higher. So I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it'll storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.